From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, August the 7th through Sunday, August the 9th. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County has installed 9 electric car charging stations and they can be used for free by the general public. Amanda Laval, coordinator for the Ulster County Department of Environmental Conservation, said, and I quote, "We have the most municipal-sponsored locations in the state of New York," end quote. Using state and federal grants and county labor, the county located charging installations at the Ulster County Office Building, Golden Hill, the Law Enforcement Center, and the Department of Public Works facility in Ellenville. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine said the new electric car chargers could prove to be a boost to tourism in the area, and serves as part of the county's ongoing effort to become a leader in the use of green energy as well. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently ranked Ulster County's government 23rd nationally in its use of green power. It is the only municipality in the state to gain a spot on the list, and Ulster is the first county in the state to be net carbon neutral. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that New York State Authority's budget office has recommended the Hudson Industrial Development Agency be dissolved. The IDA's mission is to attract business to and retain existing enterprises in the city as a way to increase employment opportunities. The 40-year-old agency maintains a 7-member board of directors and employs no one. Its only active project at present is the Hudson Terrace housing development on Front Street. The ABO recommended the IDA be closed down, saying the Front Street project's purpose is to provide low-income housing and not to create jobs. And since the IDA is not actively marketing the property for economic development and other economic development entities, and, quote, "other economic development entities are serving the city of Hudson, we question whether the IDA is needed," end quote. According to the ABO report, the IDA board considered dissolving the agency and letting the Columbia County IDA take over its duties in 2011, but the board has done nothing in this direction since. Katie Kochajinski is reporting in the Daily Mail that hundreds of passengers were detained at the Hudson Amtrak station late on Saturday, August the 8th, following a reported bomb threat. The train had been traveling south from Albany when it was stopped at around 11 p.m. The Hudson City Police Department, New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and Amtrak Police emptied the train. Hudson Police Chief Moore said, and I quote, "We had our dogs go through all of the bags and the luggage. No arrests were made. It is believed to be a hoax," end quote. Paul Nelson is reporting in the Times Union that a man who remained submerged underwater in Hudson's Oakdale Lake for nearly a half an hour last week remained hospitalized in stable condition at Albany Medical Center as of Friday afternoon. Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore said, and I quote, "It is a miracle. He's breathing on his own, though we were not given specific information on his brain activity," end quote. Police identified the man as Manuel Cheeky, 51, of Peekskill, Westchester County. Cheeky tried to receive a soccer ball kicked into the non-swimming area of the lake. Hudson resident Jana Jackson was fishing nearby and called 911. He then tried to save the man but had to abort his efforts because the water was too murky, he said. Finally, Colby Hamilton is reporting at Capital New York that on Friday, August the 7th, a federal appeals court in New York ruled that the Affordable Care Act's birth control exemption for religious groups goes far enough to relieve the burden on their religious freedom. Three Catholic institutions argued the Act's exemption for nonprofits known as an accommodation did not go far enough to protect their religious freedom and posed an unfair burden on their beliefs. The accommodation allows employers who object on religious grounds to providing contraception to opt out of paying for health coverage while allowing individual employees to seek coverage from a third party. A federal court in Brooklyn agreed with the plaintiffs, but the Second Circuit reversed that ruling, finding that the exemption imposed a minor burden. The Second Circuit noted similar claims were being denied throughout the country. And now for today's weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 84 degrees. For Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 67 degrees. Chance of precipitation for Monday night is 60%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 76 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then isolated showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 66. On Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:58 a.m. and the sun will set today at 8:03 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 10th day of August 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.